I wanted to ask you about, I used to live in Colorado, up in Grand Junction.
Nice.
You know, it's pretty much open sky out there. We got a lot of orchards, but, you know.
I love Grand Junction.
Sure. So, you know, trellises were, man, they were a useful part of, you know, your work site. You could have a backyard shed that was made of, as a trellis, something like that. You portable things. And I'm just thinking, you know, the economy could always stand a goose. And is that something that maybe some local carpenters could also all of a sudden start a shop, you know, and start slamming out trellises?
Well, here, we like our trellises in metal. Because the sun here is so brutal to anything wood. But trellises are a great feature that work well. I'd cover them in vines and do whatever you want to do with them. We do a lot of trellises on the west face of a home, just to, you know, grapevines bloom in the summer, shade the house in the summer and lose their leaves, and the sun comes through in the winter. So, yeah, trellises are a great feature, David.
Our metal trellises are so pretty that even though they don't have plants on them, they're still nice looking. We never have been able to get anything to grow on that face, but they look nice.
But we left the trellises.
We did, because they look good. Hey, do you know what the topic is today?
Garages.
Oh, you haven't forgotten. Well, there's.
I'm getting there right now.
I have a text. A man has a layout in his home where the master bedroom is over the garage. The garage is very hot. And so it makes the bedroom very hot. So he wants to know, is insulating his metal garage door, would that help?
No.
No?
No.
What would help?
Re-insulating the floor between the garage and his bedroom. Insulated doors are a great idea, but they aren't going to cool the garage to the point where he's going to notice anything better. There's actually a technique where you cut a hole in the sheetrock of the ceiling of the garage and you fill the floor cavity of the master bedroom with insulation. Our company Thermal Advantage does that. Banker Insulation does that. It's a very popular floor plan, and it's extremely common that that one room over the garage never does get cool. I would tell him, that's a text question.
Yes, it is.
So you can you answer him?
I can.
Okay. I would tell him to start with a whole house energy audit. Spend $99 with Rheus or Green ID and get a whole house energy audit. They'll thermal image the ceiling of the garage, verify what level of insulation is there, and address it there. The insulating the garage door may take a little heat out of the garage, but it won't impact the comfort level of the master bedroom at all. Now, while we're in the garage, to go to today's blog, and Dawn, I see you're calling from Tucson. I'm going to get right to you here, darling, just in a minute. But I got to say something about the subject of the day sometime in this hour. What I want to talk to y'all about is the garage doors have come a long way. We used to, in building the custom homes and doing the remodels, a lot of people would want to make their doors unique. So we would take a standard insulated steel door, and then we would apply something to the face of it. And that was the only way we could make unique garage doors 30 years ago and 20 years ago. Well, anymore, the garage door manufacturers have become entirely creative, and there wasn't anything we were doing back then to make the custom doors that they aren't making today in a conventional door. And the problem, what we were doing, we would take mahogany or a teak, and we would apply it to the face of a steel garage door that was insulated. Well, we were taking the weight of the garage door from about 300 pounds to about 1,000 pounds. So you're constantly blowing out springs. You're constantly wearing out your overhead garage door operator. And now you can accomplish that look. For many of you, the garage door is the biggest architectural feature you see from the front of your house.
Becky in the office mentioned that a lot of people use that garage door as a front door. And that's really true. That's the one you come in and out of. You got your stuff. You pull the, even if you don't pull your car in, you're going to go in through the garage.
So. Yeah, yeah. And so it's worth getting the factory insulated steel doors. I know you can buy the foam insulation kits for a couple hundred bucks and install it yourself, but it doesn't get near the results as buying a factory sealed, double skinned, foam filled aluminum garage door. That's the best way to go. They've got them to where they really seal up nice. They can keep a lot of dirt and a lot of heat and a lot of drafts out. Make sure you're sealed up tight at the doorstop, jamb sides, as well as all the way across the bottom. When we put a garage door in, we generally trim the bottom panel to fit the garage floor perfectly. So sometimes, as a matter of fact, we had a call last week here on the show where somebody's garage door didn't seal up. They actually do make a threshold rubber bulb that you can glue down to the concrete and you can drive over it, and it then creates a seal if you can't do that by trimming the door itself. I would ask you all to make sure that the safety reverse feature is working on your garage door. Put a 2x4 or a basketball or a volleyball right underneath the door where it closes. Go ahead and close it. The door should hit that obstruction and reverse immediately. If it doesn't, then you either ought to get a new operator that has that safety feature. It's been a code requirement now for well over two decades. Or if your backup feature isn't working, get it serviced and get it replaced, okay? It'll save you damage to your car and it can save you personal injury. So there's just a couple tips on garages. Keeping one cool is a question we get all the time. And one great easy way is pick up one of these Patio Pal evaporative coolers, throw it in there, or the Shop Blaster, throw it in there and put a little evap cooling action going on in the garage, lower the temperature 20 to 30 degrees, and you just have to create a way that you can let the air out. I don't recommend lifting the garage door and leaving it open 4 to 6 inches. You have that cool air blowing out underneath that. It's a perfect attractant for critters to come in. Oh, where's that cool breeze coming from? Oh, right here. I'll just come right in here. So we recommend either cutting vents into your garage door to allow the air out, or up ducts into the ceiling where the air can go up in the attic, or up high clear story vents on the sidewall to allow the air go out. Just a few great ways to cool the house. If your garage is fully insulated and it's built to take it, we're putting a lot of air conditioners on the homes we're remodeling right now, many splits, and if the garage is insulated as well as the house, you can actually air condition your garage cheaper than you can cool it with an evap cooler. So just keep that in mind. The mini splits have no ductwork. When we buy a central heating and air conditioning system, we buy them on what's called SEER ratings, seasonal energy efficiency ratings. How efficient are they? Those central systems, you're generally dealing in a SEER of 14, 15, 16. You can pay big money and go above that, 18, 20, 24. Well, a mini split with no ductwork operates in the mid-30s. It's about twice as efficient as your central system. That's one of the reasons it costs so little to air condition space with it. Now, it doesn't filter the air like your central air conditioning heating system. So if you're using it inside, you have to do auxiliary filtering to maintain the indoor air quality. But they work perfect in a garage. All right. With that said, Dawn's been waiting very patiently, calling from Tucson. Let's see if we can get to Dawn and help her with her home improvement project here at Rosie on the House. Good morning, Dawn. Thanks for being so patient.
Hey, no problem. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, first, I want to thank you for all you do. We ended up using Woods Plumbing recently and absolutely love them.
Yeah, good folks, aren't they?
Yeah.
A Rosie certified plumber down in Pima County.
Absolutely. Yeah, we're one of those lucky people whose contractor left with their money, and so now we're very slowly remodeling our house.
Oh, no.
We filed with the ROC, and we're waiting on our recovery fund and all that good stuff. In October, so it's a lot longer than we expected.
Yeah, when you got a contractor cut out on you, we do have the recourse of the Registered Contractors and Recovery Fund, which is very unique in Arizona. Not all states have that. So you're not total your money out. So that's going to be good for y'all, but it does take a little while to process.
Yes, it does. So we're getting to the point where we're almost ready to start ordering our kitchen cabinets.
Hot dog.
When you were talking to the previous guy, I was like, okay, So we went up to Phoenix and drove around and hit a whole bunch of stores. I'm really curious about your opinion on the either the ready to assemble or those ones that are on those big national cable shows. I won't say their name because their expense is so much less than, you know, a custom cabinet kind of thing.
They are, Dawn. Before I bought, those are called knockdowns. Okay.
Okay.
KDs, and they come delivered to you flat in a box, and they're twist lock cams. You assemble them and use a screwdriver, lock the cams in place. Now, Dawn, you're talking to a cabinet maker, okay? So I have a built-in DNA prejudice against them. But saying that, I know a lot of people that have gone that way. I know a few people that have gone that way years ago. They don't seem to hold up as well as a solid box put together with rabbited joints stapled with glue, okay? But you can get a good 10 or 15 years use out of them.
Well, and that's kind of what I was thinking was, you know, so even if I hate them at that price, my goodness.
Okay. All right. Well, there you go.
I mean, because there was, it's another cabinet company, not the RTA, but it's one that's so much less expensive. I'm just curious why they claim to be rabbited and dovetailed and plywood boxes and the whole nine yards. And I'm like, how is that even possible?
And that's in the knockdown cabinet?
No, it's.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, I'm just going to say it. Cabinets to go.
Okay. I don't. Like, I'm not familiar with cabinets to go.
Okay. Because they're on HGTV and all that kind of stuff. So.
Okay.
Just wondering why they're so much less expensive.
And you can go online, submit your dimensions, and then they mail you the cabinets? It's a online ordering system?
Well, no, you could do it that way, too. But we went to, there's a store in Phoenix, and we went in with our dimensions, and he did a whole 3D rendering for us. And, I mean, originally we were looking at, like, $24,000 for the cabinets, and he's going to get them for, like, $8,000.
Well, you have a big kitchen.
Yes, we do. Yeah, we did the whole... You know, take out all the interior walls, do the great open concept.
Yes.
You know, all that good stuff. So, yeah, we're going to put in a 10-foot island, but.
I am not familiar with that particular cabinet manufacturer.
All right. Well, no problem.
All right,
Ms. Dawn. I love your show. I appreciate so much what you do.
All right. Thanks a million. We appreciate the call. That was nice. All right. I want to go back here as we're kind of wrapping the show up here. I want to go back to the tender fire. Those of you that know someone, maybe you lost a home in the fire, maybe you know someone that lost a home in the fire. We're putting together a team of Rosie on the House contractors that are going to go up there and see what we can do to help y'all out. It's a fairly remote part of the state. The contractors that are up there are going to be overrun really quick. There's going to be a lot of out-of-state contractors moving in the area, and we want to be up there and just kind of help protect you. So if we're going to be up there Friday, if y'all want to visit, just give us a ring at the office, and you can just call the radio number, 1-888-767-4348, and that'll ring our office during the week. And if enough of y'all want to meet, we'll put together a meeting room and all meet at one time. I just want to make sure y'all don't make a mistake in the heartbreaking anxiety you're currently experiencing, okay? We'll be back at Rosie on the House right after this.